There's been a lot of debate about the mechanism of anti-tumor action of bevacizumab and other tumors, a question of whether or not it in some way is synergistic with chemotherapy, obviously the issue of the anti-angiogenic effect. What about specifically in renal cell cancer? What do we know or what's hypothesized about what the mechanism of anti-tumor action is?
Kidney cancer is in some ways a little bit unique because if you look at expression profiling, it is the tumor that has one of the highest levels of VEGF, and this is directly related to the pathophysiology of this tumor, which is thought to be due to inactivation of the VHL pathway, leading to upregulation of the HIF transcription factor, which then in turn leads to upregulation of VEGF. So upregulated VEGF is a part and parcel of the pathophysiology of renal cancer, and in some ways this has been known for a long period of time because this is a tumor that is highly angiogenic. So given these different pieces of data, there are pretty strong suggestions that there is a direct anti-angiogenic effect is the mechanism of action of bevacizumab in kidney cancer.
What about VEGF on the tumor cells itself and the possibility of it having a direct effect on the tumor cells and renal cell?
That's an interesting question. I mean, certainly VEGF is considered to be a secreted molecule that stimulates the growth, proliferation, and contributes to the survival of the endothelial cells in the stroma. But there is some data that there are VEGF receptors on tumor cells themselves. That data is a little bit controversial, and the function of those receptors on the tumor cells is not well understood.
You mentioned the issue of bleeding, and I guess in terms of the other tumors, the non-small cell lung cancer has been the one that's been sort of the most problematic in terms of hemoptysis. What about the issue specifically of bleeding in renal cell?
The biggest theoretical problem of bleeding in renal cancer is in patients who have a large primary tumor in place. And I think it's important to recognize that in the trials that have been conducted to date, the vast majority of patients who have been entered were patients who have had a prior nephrectomy. And the risk of bleeding in patients who have a large primary tumor in place is just simply therefore not known.
Would you yourself have a hesitation about using Bev in a patient with a primary intact?
If it's a large primary tumor, I would be nervous and certainly would watch that patient a little bit more closely.